Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to Empires. Dominance and Legacy, where we explore the rise, impact, and legacy of the Carolingian Empire, focusing on the reign of Charlemagne and the formation of the Holy Roman Empire. Charlemagne, also known as Charles the Great, was a monumental figure in European history, who not only expanded his empire to encompass much of Western Europe, but also played a key role in the revival of culture, religion, and governance in what is often called the Carolingian Renaissance. The foundations laid by Charlemagne and the Carolingians deeply influenced the development of medieval Europe and the broader Western world. The origins of the Carolingian Empire can be traced to the early Frankish kingdom in the 8th century, where the Merovingian dynasty had ruled for several centuries. However, by the mid-8th century, the Merovingians had largely become figurehead rulers, with real power being exercised by the mayors of the palace, the chief officials of the royal court. One of these mayors, Pepin the Short, who was the father of Charlemagne, seized the opportunity to consolidate power and became king in 751, thus marking the beginning of the Carolingian dynasty. Pepin's reign set the stage for the greatness of his son Charlemagne, who ascended to the throne in 768. Charlemagne's reign marked a turning point in European history. Over the course of his nearly five decades of rule, Charlemagne would expand the Frankish kingdom into an empire, making him one of the most powerful rulers in Western Europe since the fall of the Roman Empire. Through a series of military campaigns, Charlemagne conquered vast territories, including modern-day France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Austria, and northern Italy, as well as parts of Spain. His conquests helped solidify the Frankish Empire as the dominant political and military force in Western Europe. One of Charlemagne's most significant achievements was his coronation as emperor by Pope Leo III in 800 CE, which marked the revival of the Roman imperial tradition in the West. This act of crowning Charlemagne as the Holy Roman Emperor symbolized the union of Christian and Roman ideals, with Charlemagne seen as the protector of Christendom and the reviver of Roman civilization. This coronation also laid the foundations for what would later become the Holy Roman Empire, a political entity that would endure in various forms for over 1,000 years. Charlemagne's empire was not only built through military conquest, but also through effective governance.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
He introduced a system of administration that divided his vast territories into counties, each governed by a count who was responsible for maintaining order, collecting taxes, and raising armies. To ensure loyalty and efficiency, Charlemagne appointed special agents, known as missi dominici, to travel throughout the empire and report back to him on the conduct of local officials. This system of governance helped maintain a degree of stability and unity across the empire, even as it faced external threats from the Vikings, Muslims, and other groups. Charlemagne's reign was also marked by what has come to be known as the Carolingian Renaissance, a period of cultural and intellectual revival. Charlemagne was a great patron of learning and sought to improve education and literacy throughout his empire. He invited scholars from across Europe to his court in Aachen, including the English monk Alcuin of York, who became one of Charlemagne's closest advisors and played a key role in promoting the study of classical texts. Under Charlemagne's reign, monasteries and cathedral schools became centers of learning, and efforts were made to standardize the Latin language and improve the quality of religious and legal texts. This revival of learning helped preserve much of the classical heritage of the Roman Empire and laid the intellectual foundations for the later developments of medieval Europe. Religion was central to Charlemagne's reign, and he saw himself as the defender of the Christian faith. He worked closely with the church to spread Christianity throughout his empire, often using force to convert the pagan peoples he conquered, such as the Saxons in northern Germany. Charlemagne's close relationship with the papacy strengthened the ties between the Frankish state and the Roman Catholic Church, a partnership that would continue to shape the politics of medieval Europe. The establishment of Christianity as the unifying religion of the empire not only helped legitimize Charlemagne's rule, but also contributed to the cultural cohesion of his diverse subjects. Despite its many achievements, the Carolingian Empire faced numerous challenges, especially after Charlemagne's death in 814. His son Louis the Pious succeeded him, but he struggled to maintain the unity of the empire. The division of the empire among Louis' three sons, after his death, in 840 further weakened the Carolingian dynasty. The Treaty of Verdun in 843, which divided the empire into three separate kingdoms, marked the beginning of the fragmentation of Charlemagne's empire and the rise of feudalism in Europe. The western portion became the basis for modern-day France. The eastern portion evolved into what would later become the Holy Roman Empire, and the Middle Kingdom, which stretched from the North Sea to northern Italy, was contested by various powers for centuries. While the political unity of Charlemagne's empire did not last, the legacy of his reign endured. The idea of a united Christian empire under a powerful ruler continued to inspire European monarchs throughout the Middle Ages. The Holy Roman Empire, which emerged in the centuries after Charlemagne's death, traced its origins to his coronation as emperor and saw itself as the successor to both the Roman Empire and Charlemagne's legacy. Charlemagne also became a legendary figure in medieval European culture, celebrated in songs, poems, and stories such as the Song of Roland, which portrayed him as a heroic warrior king and defender of Christendom. The cultural and intellectual achievements of the Carolingian Renaissance also had a lasting impact. The revival of learning under Charlemagne helped preserve classical texts and contributed to the development of medieval European scholarship. The emphasis on education and literacy, particularly among the clergy, helped shape the intellectual culture of medieval Europe and laid the groundwork for the universities and intellectual movements of the later Middle Ages. In addition to his political and cultural legacy, Charlemagne's reign also had a lasting impact on European governance and law. The administrative reforms he introduced, such as the system of counts and the missi dominici, influenced the development of European political institutions. The legal codes that were compiled under Charlemagne's rule, which sought to harmonize local customs with Roman law, also left a lasting mark on European legal traditions. Charlemagne's reign represents a pivotal moment in the history of Europe, marking the transition from the fragmented kingdoms of the early Middle Ages to the more centralized and powerful states that would emerge in the centuries to come. His efforts to revive the Roman imperial tradition and unite Western Europe under a Christian empire laid the foundations for the political and cultural developments of the medieval period. The legacy of Charlemagne and the Carolingian Empire continues to be felt in the modern world, as the ideas of unity, governance, and culture that he championed continue to shape the Western historical narrative. Charlemagne's vision of a united Christian Europe under a powerful ruler, his revival of learning and culture, and his close partnership with the church all contributed to the development of the Western world as we know it today. As we look back on the Carolingian Empire, we see not only the story of a great ruler and his empire, but also the lasting influence of his reign on the course of European history.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.